Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Good morning. I'm so glad that I can bring the word today. It's really an honor. And before I start with the word, I will start with a prayer. So God, I thank you. I thank you for this morning. I thank you that we are just so blessed that we are alive. And this morning that we can hear your word, we can learn from your word, and we can be near you. Father, please, I just want you to take over this morning service. I don't want that these words I bring out or I say to my family, that's like words to impress people. No, no, I want that this word is a word inspired by you. Because I know that your word is so powerful that it can change the life of so many people. So God, I thank you for everything you have done for me. You have done for my family, for my church. And I know this morning is going to be a morning we're going to hear about you and learn more about you. I'm going to see how good of God you are. So I say in the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. So, the title of the message today is The Right Decision. Because no matter if you're young, old, I don't know what heritage you have or what kind of background you have, everybody has to make decisions in his life. Everybody. So you can, there's nobody who never made one decision. You can't live without making decisions. And there are different kinds of decisions. There are like those everyday decisions, like what I'm going to eat. Or do I'm going to eat, what time I'm going to eat. I don't know, those questions. Or do I going to get up for work? Or do I going to sleep in? Those decisions, or hey, what I'm gonna wear today, decisions like that. We have also future-oriented decisions, like what kind of job I want to do one day, or I don't know, what kind of partner do I want to have for the future, like how do I want my wife to be, all those kind of things. Or hey, where I want to live, like an apartment, a house, what do I like, those decisions. But there are also like decisions based on our faith, like do I actually really believe in God or not, or do I trust God or not, or am I able to sacrifice something for God or not. Those decisions are also like mostly for us, for those who are faith. Those are really things we have to consider in our like decision making, and the fact that we can make decision is only due to the fact that we have the free will. And if we think about it, it's not that self-evident, because we had no say-so when God gave us the free will. So just think about it, what kind of blessing it is that we have it. But because we have the free will, we can also make good or bad decisions. Okay? And I want to read with you a story in the Bible of one of my biblical heroes, to be honest. And I want to show you that sometimes you can make the right decision, but you still have to suffer for the right decision. So let us open our Bible in Genesis chapter 39. And we start reading at verse 6. Actually, it was 7 in German, but verse 6. We're going to start in verse 6 in the English translation. So I'm going to start. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master does not concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" Hallelujah. And though she spoke Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of the householder's servants was inside. She caught him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand, and had run out of the house, she called her householder servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard my scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story: "That Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me, but as soon as I screamed for help, he left this cloak beside me and ran out of the house." When his master heard the story his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me," he burned with anger. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness, granted him a favor in the eyes of the prison warden. That story is so deep and so strong for me. Always when I read this, it's like, wow. Because he made the right decision, okay? And often we think when we make the right decision, then this decision is going to be blessed, and we're going to see it was perfectly the right decision. But here we read that he didn't do something wrong. He did everything right. But nevertheless, Potiphar just threw him in the prison for making the right decision, and that everything just because of a lie. And we see, even though he was in prison, Bible tells us in verse 24, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness. You know why? Because he refused to sin against God. The interesting part in this whole chapter is not the fact that he refused to sleep with the Potiphar's wife because of the Potiphar. No, he refused to sleep with her because of God. He refused to sin against his God. So his whole decision making wasn't about people. It was because of God. And everybody who knows the story, and trust me, everybody talks so much about this story. We all know how this story ends. But we know that after he's in prison and the Pharaoh spoke to him and all those things, we know that Pharaoh put him in a position nearly as important as his home. Now, just think about one fact. Just let us assume he didn't refuse to sleep with the wife. Maybe he wouldn't be alive. Okay? Maybe he wouldn't be alive. So, we see that his decision was maybe he suffered at this moment, But in the long run, it was a blessing. And that's what I want to share with you today. Don't make a bad decision just because you think, hey, I'm going to be blessed now. Think about the long run. Think about what is with our future. What I'm going to do if, like, if I'm in the position of making something right. Maybe I'm going to suffer. Maybe I'm going to suffer. But when I suffer, then let me suffer for God. Because, trust me, making a bad decision just because the world wants you to do this decision, trust me, it's not gonna make you happy. And we see here, Joseph refused to sin against God. And I want to tell you, hey, if you don't know maybe what the right decision is, you can always ask God for wisdom. The Bible tells us, hey, in James chapter 1, verse 5, we can ask God, if we lack of wisdom, we can ask God for wisdom, and he generously is going to give it up to us. So, this morning, I really just wanted to encourage you, if you have like hard decisions in your life right now, and you really don't know what the right decision is, or you know what it is, but you know that it means that you have to suffer maybe for a couple of times. Trust me, it's always good to ask God, because he's going to bless you and he's going to take care of you. Even though you have to suffer, he's going to be there with you. And in the long run, you're going to see the decision you made, it was the right decision. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me pray for this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you that you are the center of our faith. God, I pray that today, this morning, this whole day, that we keep you in us and we like give you authority over our decision makings. Often we don't know what we're going to say or what we're going to do, but we want you to take control today, because you always make the best decision. So God, I thank you from the bottom of my heart and pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.